Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
There's got to be a change and adjustment to what we're doing because we, you know, obviously lost three in a row. There will be changes, adjustments being made. Again, I'm not going to disclose those right now. I'm not at that point in the process. You know, Monday's a long day.
Monday is a long day. Is that this? That's part of this morning? It's
yeah.
Hard to tell which one from the string of useless Matt Eberflus press conferences.
I mean, they are starting to bleed together a little bit. But
Monday's a long day. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you this morning, but Monday's a long day. So, okay, Lawrence.
I wish they would bleed out together, Lawrence.
Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel are your show here. Spiegel and Holmes on yeah. The Score. Lawrence, you think... I'll be surprised if by the end of the day, at this point, finally, we don't have Shane Waldron demoted. The question is he going to get fired and be gone from the building entirely?
If there's no reason to keep him if he's not going to call plays for you. And I imagine that his pride will also not allow for him
sure.
to take the step back after doing this for as long as he's done it. And why would you want him here? But who knows? Maybe when all the football geniuses up there look at the tape, maybe they'll find out that it wasn't Shane's fault.
Don't you think that the relationship is so broken and so obviously broken between Caleb and Shane that we've seen?
You mean the laughing and Caleb being like, what's this guy laughing about?
That image. And there was another shot later in the game where they were sitting like 5 feet apart from each other on the bench, not even talking. But the image of Caleb shaking his head as Shane Waldron is laughing was so freaking relatable. I thought of it as like when you're trying to make up with the wife and you're trying for that joke, like, you know.
And it wasn't quite time. It wasn't. Like, maybe if you'd have waited a little bit longer, it would have been funny and you could have had that moment.
But
you make that joke and you're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've just made things way worse.
Exactly. I have restarted the fire of this argument.
Here's another reason why she doesn't want to be with me. This is right here. Because I do. Dumb stuff.
I have decided that we should be over it, and she is insulted by that fact, 100%. And maybe if I'd brought donuts back from my little walk on Fremont Street, it would have been different. Oh, wait, sorry, that got real. But anyway.
You're Joe Bag of Donuts.
We've had the pink box donuts.
What?
We're right there.
What?
Exactly. But no, like. That was a triple what? Oh, that was exciting.
Only in Vegas, am I right, guys?
Well done, Robbie.
But yeah, like, it's like Shane is trying to talk to him about, like, well, we could do this, but hey, you know, maybe this will work.
Like, what do you think he said? What made him laugh so hard on the bench next to
him? Hey, Caleb, that one was pretty bad, huh?
That play that I called that got you sacked. Oh, my God, was that awful.
I bet it was something like this. Well, we're just setting him up for the next time we do it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, something like that, where he's like making a rationalization for a bit of failure, and Caleb's just not freaking having it.
If you want to text us, because we got a little bit of time, 312-644-6767, text us what you thought Caleb's thought bubble was in that moment when they go to the sidelines and Shane Waldron is having a knee-slapping good time, even as the Bears are losing, and the quarterback's like, this bleeping guy. Like, that's what I kept thinking. He's like, there's Caleb being like, this bleeping guy over here.
This guy thinks that's going to work next time. What a freaking idiot.
What an idiot.
My God, he doesn't understand. But then that supposes that Caleb even knows what he should be understanding. Like, that thing is so broken. And it's so obvious that Waldron should have been gone a week ago, at the very least. After the Arizona thing, Waldron should have been gone. And then you stretch this another week. Why is it taking so long? He asks, thinking he knows the answer anyway.
Well, okay. Let's give some plausibility to this.
Okay.
Maybe the reason that it takes so long is that even though they have already had to have one come-to-Jesus meeting with Shane Waldron, they decided that they were going to have another one after the Arizona game.
Uh-huh.
And then they go, Shane says all the right things, and then they go into the game and things go badly. But that's the only thing I can think of. Like,
yeah.
Let's see if he can actually take the coaching points and the feedback and then put it into – but my thing is
– he did that already like 3 weeks ago with the entire concept of teaching a first 15.
Correct. And if you look at this from the standpoint of what you're are you trying to win games?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have an offensive coordinator that's an experiment. Like, for real, for real. You shouldn't have a guy that you have to make these type of discussions happen so that he can function in a time when you're supposed to be winning football games.
It's an experiment at every level, from the head coach to the OC, and that's what I even worry about. Let's all the Bears fans are like, oh, Ben Johnson next year. That would be a first-time head coach. And I know you can't be scared when you're trying to find the best offensive mind, but that stuff scares me, man. You know, like,
yeah.
Known commodity guys.
To me, it's about the personality and knowing whether a dude's a leader or not, and I will never fall prey to that again.
But sadly, they've shown us that they can't identify that person. So if Ryan Poles brings in Ben Johnson next year, I don't know how great I feel about that.
Well, the unwillingness to move away from what you know. And even with Trace Armstrong, it's like, well, he was a Bear. We can trust this guy. He's got our best interests in mind. No, he's got his client's best. And like, this is why I always hated the outside consultant thing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That your football operation should be able to do all of this stuff on its own.
This was the dream of a football president. I mean, there's an organization in the division that has finally done it right. And the model is there. And we'll talk about them plenty. Ben Johnson works for them. Here's some text, Lawrence, to answer your question on what Caleb was thinking as Shane Waldron is trying to joke about it here.
Let's do this.
All right, here's some. Colin Cowherd was right. This is one of them.
That's funny.
What the hell did I sign up for? Was another. One of us is going to be here next year. One of us. That he's thinking, my dad was right. I should have gone public that I didn't want to be a Bear instead of denying it. Here's another. I'll never get my QB1 party now. it's so clear that dude and Shane Waldron are just completely, completely out of sync together.
I think it's a lot simpler than we are admitting. I think the next head coach, although first-time NFL head coach, but guy who's got a relationship with Caleb, it's just Cliff Kingsbury. Just hire Cliff Kingsbury. Hire Cliff Kingsbury.
You could do that.
Just stop. Enough. If you can't get Ben Johnson, just hire Cliff Kingsbury. Brush your hands and walk away.
What I think you need to do is to hire an offensive guy who has some badass in him and has some toughness in him, even if he freaks you out. Take that as a good sign.
Yeah, or Lincoln Riley. Whatever. Either one.
Yeah, right?
I'm also good on Lincoln Riley.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You're worried about
him. He's got a weird face.
USC
His facial
might
features
be good
are a little
on,
bit too soft.
On Lincoln Riley, too.
Yeah.
Because things have not gone well.
No jawline. But it's Cliff Kingsbury and just walk away.
I'd be on board with that because even their offensive line is like not as good as the Bears starting on paper.
Yeah.
Right. So he can scheme around that.
Yeah.
So I'd be on board for that.
Yeah. 34 possessions since the bye for the Bears, 2 touchdowns. 11 three and outs.
And what, Caleb hasn't thrown a touchdown since London?
Yeah.
No, I think since Vietnam.
Over Macho Grande?
I'll never get over Macho Grande.
Neither will I. Why don't we talk about the head coach of this team?
The experience of what it's like to hear that guy these days.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.